In this episode of the Deming Institute podcast, we talk to new attendees of the 2018 annual conference celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Deming Institute. Participants share their Deming stories and what they learned at the conference. Hi, I'm Trip Babbitt, host of the Deming Institute podcast. We have four guests today attending the 2018 Deming Conference, celebrating the 25th anniversary. Let's begin by having these folks introduce themselves, tell us what they do, and how they came across the Deming philosophy.
Okay, so my name is Chris Chapman. I'm the owner, founder, chief cook and bottle washer for Derailleur Consulting in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My role within that organization is as a senior coach. So I coach software delivery teams and their management teams. I came to know about Dr. Deming probably about, I struggle to put a precise point on it, but it's probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And it's because his influence reaches into our world quite significantly. You'll find his name is mentioned in the bibliographies of a lot of thought leaders' books, especially around quality management and understanding how do we address quality within organizations. And I picked up The New Economics. I picked up Out of the Crisis, devoured them. And now I've read, I think, The New Economics 6-7 times now. This will be the 8th with the new one. And I started seeing how that could work with the folks that I coach. So I brought it into my coaching, and I found a ready audience with leadership who the ideas immediately resonated with them. And so that's kind of my story. That's how I came to know. And through that, I reached out. I went to the 2017 2.5-day seminar for owners and executives. And funny story, I thought I was there to meet Kevin Cahill. And I thought that, like, literally in my naivete, I thought, well, this is the paragon. This is the height. I cannot do any better. And so Kelly Allen is the first guy I meet walking into the room. And he says, well, here, I would like you to meet Kevin Cahill. And so Kevin, very gracious, we have a short conversation. And then Kevin says, have you met Bill Bellows? And so that was the beginning of a fantastic relationship at that point. So I started a meetup in Toronto. November of 2016, kicked it off with the Red Beat experiment. And Bill figured into this because I had a speaker in May of the following year back out. And at the very last minute, I reach out to Kevin and Bill because in April I'd done the 2.5-day. So I said, could you guys fill in? And they said, oh, sure. You know, we'll do it via WebEx. We'll just pinch hit for you. It is to this date our second best attended meetup ever. For people coming to spend a Thursday evening talking about systems thinking, and I think very few people knew who Dr. Deming was, and watching Kevin and Bill deliver a talk on WebEx, I think we had 72 people. It was fantastic. So through that, you know, we've built an ongoing and continual relationship. Bill came to our first anniversary. We had him to come deliver another fantastic sold-out show. And then he came and delivered the 8-hour workshop this past March. So we've been building and building and building. We're finding in Canada, it's strange. You talk to leaders and you'll find some who remember. You know, I had a manager who gave me a copy of The New Economics. You know, it's something way, way back in the mind. We can't recall it anymore, but boy, is there an appetite. And we see that every month. We have new people coming out to the meetup, reaching out to us. We've got a Slack channel now where we've got people communicating and sharing these ideas, and those of a lot of Dr. Deming's contemporaries. So, you know, Senge, Schultes, Jurin, others, you know, and saying, how are we doing? As one of the chapters goes in the book.
Hi, I'm Joseph Pishek. I'm an industrial engineering student at Lawrence Tech in Southfield, Michigan, just north of Detroit. I will be graduating hopefully in the May of 2019. I have been working also in industry and automotive manufacturing at Elringklinger Automotive Manufacturing in Southfield for the last 2 years, hopefully to continue there for a little bit more time. I also have been working with Dennis Sergeant of Sergeant Results Group. I came to know him through him marrying my mother. it happened chance that I've been able to be exposed to deming through working with him and learning through him. I mean, from a young age, unknowingly learning these methods and techniques and kind of inspiring me on my career path probably a little bit. But that's where I first started to learn about Dr. Deming. And eventually, with my schedule, I've been able to help him facilitate some of our trainings and learnings with the state of Michigan contract that we have with the Adult Aging Services. We've been helping the state workers learn continual quality improvement through Deming's methods, ACOF, several others, and it's been very, very exciting. I think one of my favorites is the control charts, just because I'm a engineer and I like statistics and things like that. So from there, it's great to see it when you see these people who are kind of stuck in their everyday life and they see something that they can apply or something that gives them that aha moment from Deming's teachings that we can help them expose them to, let them play with the tools and the practices on their own time. So that's all I have to say about my experience with Dr. Deming so far.
My name is Jacob Smith. My story is not quite as nice as the first two people. I am very new to a lot of this. I'm a graduate student at Cal State University, Dominguez Hills. I'm getting a Master's of Science in Quality Assurance. And the first class was on TQM. They pretty much covered history, not TQM. And we talked about a bunch of different quality leaders, Deming, Dr. Deming being one of them. And I mentioned it to a coworker that I'm studying this degree, and I heard about a guy named Deming, just some dude, I don't know. And she pointed out that, oh, well, since you're doing that, here's a few books. Oh, thank you. And she said, by the way, I used to work at Rocketdyne with a guy by the name of Bill Bellows. Let me put you in contact with him. So I texted Dr. Bellows, and we met up that weekend, and now we get breakfast once a month, and we talk about whatever the heck we talk about. I come in, we talk, and maybe 2 hours, typically how long we run, and then we break, come back, do it again, and the topics are always all over the place, but that's kind of my introduction, and that was fall 2017, so here we are, fall 2018. So it's been about a year. This is my first Deming event of any type. Is my background.
I'm Denise Murray. I am a learning consultant. I have had my own company for 8 years now. I teach, I facilitate. But back in the late 80s, early 90s, I learned about TQM. I was in quality assurance at Allied Signal Aerospace. And I learned about control charts and variations. And then I left and I went into the tech world and instructing programmers and people on how to use software. And I got into project management, waterfall and agile. And the theme just kept rearing its head again. I've had another career rebirth about 7 years ago. I started studying behavioral safety, and one of my mentors, thought leaders in behavioral safety and human psychology, is Dr. Scott Geller. And he mentions Deming and his learning methods and his thought processes. And so I have been working with Dr. Geller, Dr. Tim Ludwig, on behavioral safety, and Deming just keeps coming back to haunt me. So now, like Chris, I am very autodidactic. I study everything I can get my hands on, and I cannot wait to devour that new economics book. So I see Deming as something that has value, and I don't want it to be lost. So I hope I am, even though not one of the people who have firsthand experience with him, I hope to devour the knowledge, in embrace it, and be able to convey and convince people that the value it can bring to their lives as well. And that's kind of what I do.
So for the second round of questions, just kind of open it up for the group, and then we'll just kind of pass the mic around, is, so we've been at this conference for a day and a half, and now what are some things that pick up or stand out? And if somebody has something to follow on what somebody else said, just pass the mic. How's that? Anybody want to start? Start.
Yeah, what I picked up was, I had no concept that companies could run without performance reviews. I had no idea that even happened. But I watch the companies that I consult with, the torture that the employees go through on an annual basis of how miscommunicated their expectations are, how miscommunicated their results are presented to them from their manager that has no idea what they're doing. And then Paula Marshall stands up and says, we don't do that. And I talked to Beth Savage from PQ Solutions or Systems, and she doesn't do that ever. They never have. And that is profound to me. What a better work environment. As a guest, I am a consultant, so I go into companies. I can just see the shift of what that would do to a company's culture by alleviating that whole anxiety.
So epiphanies and things that have stood out to me. I think I'm in good company with saying that Balaji's talk was really inspirational. Seeing him relate how his connection to Dr. Deming extends further back than even he had realized, and that he was making these connections after his father's passing. And that photograph that he showed, where you've got Short, you've got Taguchi, and then, you know, the shadow of Dr. Deming in the background, I was blown away by that. Like, I don't think I've had too many moments at a conference where I could begin to see the real historical impact and significance that the man made. And believe me, I talk about this all the time with my coachees about why Dr. Deming was so influential, and why we have so much to learn from him. And I think the way Balaji presented it really drove that point home.
Yeah, my takeaway from the conference is something that they said was like thinking through the buzz. All the buzzwords that we have today, and this life that Balaji said, we have so much information, over-informed, we have so many connections. We have methods, tools, best practices, you know, whatever you want to call it. The one thing he said that really hit me was that Deming presents a way of thinking, not methods or tools or anything like that. And he said it's a way to navigate this buzz that we have around us. So, and another point is shifting that perspective from, you know, me using all these tools, you using these tools, and it's me and you thinking together as we. So it's like that me to we shift that Bill Bellows was emphasizing just from the very beginning, which really set the stage, I think, for this whole conference. Whether it's, you know, pushing away from performance appraisals, which are a me activity, you know, how am I doing, or you are doing like this, you're pushing that feedback onto them. Whereas, you know, some of these other examples where people, like, they want a feedback, but they're pulling the feedback instead of the feedback being pushed on them. It's not a performance appraisal. It's something different. And one more thing that really struck that me to we to me was at the end when we were doing the Deming dialogues. One of our group went over what's the difference between an aim and a goal, and what struck us was, you know, aim is a constant thing, whereas a goal could be a short-term target. And one of the anecdotes was, oh, you know, you have to aim at targets, and you can have a lot of targets or goals to shoot at, but if your aim is never true, you're always going to miss your goals and targets. So that was something, and something that else with that is that an aim is something we reach together, where a goal is something that me or you can do. You know, so that was some of the takeaways I had that I've really enjoyed so far.
I've had a couple of big takeaways. The first one and most profound that I had taken out of this is the Deming way of thinking. In that regard, I've had a lot of thoughts that don't have much structure but follow the same logical flow. Coming to conferences like this and around a bunch of people like yourselves, I'm allowed to build structure so that way those unformed thoughts can actually grab on and make a building. Other than that, it might be something that would develop slowly over time, but coming to this is like a catalyst to make that type of stuff happen faster. And that's something I really appreciate about coming to events like this. What was the other one? I'm trying to build off of something else you said that was great. It's towards the end. Aims and goals. Aims and goals. I was talking about this last night. Never once have I had people have so much discussion about continuous versus continual. Aim versus goal. There. Semantics. In my head, I don't care. I'm going to go forward and I'm going to talk. But it's pointed out that people hear things differently based on what word you've said. Gathering acorns. Go out and gather the requirements for the process. Well, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to go get what's necessary so that way we know what we need to do to get this going. Because a lot of times people run without any requirements. But then, to take it a step further, people might interpret that and gather requirements as go out and find acorns and put these acorns together. So using a very distinct and selected choice of vocabulary can actually drive conversations in different directions because people have different definitions about things that we're completely unaware of, and that's another part of the communication barrier once you get that going between different silos in an organization. And that's something I do find a lot in day-to-day conversations with simple relationships with people to huge organizations where you're talking cross-directorates with this executive to that executive. Having a common definition and theme to talk about is very important.
Thank you for listening to the Deming Institute podcast. Stay updated on the latest blogs, podcasts, programs, and other activities at deming.org. We'll be right back.